Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also listen to us through the new app for Android or iOS. And, of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Wind Walker. They are from Australia. And we listened to the song The Wall, which is part of the brand new EP Enter the Wall. Before that, we listened to Family Man. They are from Montreal in Canada. And we listened to the song Golden, which is part of their brand new album Iconoclast. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Lynx, from Calgary in Canada, Alberta. And we listened to the song Band of Brothers, which is part of their brand new album Close Out. Let's try to see if we can make technology work to chat with Jaguar. Okay, so we are here with Jaguar from Lynx. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. So for those that are not too familiar with, Lynx, can you tell us a little bit of history about the band?
For sure, yeah. So, we're called Lynx. We're from Calgary, Alberta. Band was formed in 2020. I joined the band in late 2021, and we play like kind of 80s inspired hard rock, hair metal type stuff. Our new album Claws Out just came out earlier this month. It's a really fun album, lots of fast paced songs, and that's pretty much us.
That's good. So how many EPs or LPs, how many albums or singles or music do you have out there?
So we had two EPs before. Those were done with the previous singer. And this is our first full-length album we've just released here. So super excited to have it out and share it with the world. And we're already started writing the next one too. So hopefully it won't be super long.
Wow, look at you, proactive already. That's awesome.
When it hits, you gotta find it, right?
No, that's good. And I guess, the creation process never stops. So there you
that's
go.
That's right, yeah.
That's cool. So I guess speaking about writing, is there a person or persons that handle, music versus lyrics, or how does it work for Lynx?
It kind of depends on the song, for a lot of the songs on the album, Blade comes up with a lot of the composition side of things, the guitars, and I wrote a lot of the drums on this album here, so we had some collaboration between Flash and I on that, and as far as lyrics go, it's mostly me. There's a couple songs on the album that were written by the other guys, but lyrically and the melodies, it's typically me writing those.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm always interested in there. Creation process, it's very interesting to me, whether it's painting
for sure.
Go ahead.
Really interesting one is it's Bangs. He wrote Band of Brothers on this album here, and he came to us one day with this song, and it's this page just scribbled on the stuff. He's like, I took a bunch of mushrooms last night and I wrote this song. So I mean, the writing process can really be anything, I guess.
That's awesome. People always think, it's the weed, whatever, but not always, but I mean, sometimes it is, but it's all sure. Good. It's all good. So one of the questions I usually ask the bands is, so how about your name? How about the name of the band? Like how did it came about?
So the original name for Lynx, believe it or not, it was called Laserblade before. And, The old lead singer went by Laser Wild, and obviously we have Blade in our band, so it was called Laser Blade, and everyone agreed that kind of sucked, so they're at Blade's house recording one day, and a Canadian Lynx just happens to be outside the window, so as fate will have it, we are called Lynx now.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know, it's that's actually a very decent name, you know, creation formation piece. I heard stories from bands that are just like, you know, from the outrageous to just, you know, whatever, to the obscure. Yeah. So yours is pretty good. There's a little, I guess, Mexican native traditional custom that I don't think is in use anymore. But when a newborn was going to happen, you know, this is in when you're out of, you know, towns that have 100 people or 20 people and are out in the woods, right? So when a newborn is going to, you know, about to come to this world, the father will draw a circle around the house. And then after the baby is born, then whatever, whomever crosses that circle, the baby is called, named.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
So it can be, you know, deer, raccoon, you know, whatever. Uncle John, cool. I mean, whatever. Trash truck. Horse. I mean, you know, whatever it is, it's
Perfect. Yeah.
Anyway, so you remind me of that when you said that, you know, it was out the window. So there you go. It's links now.
Yeah, very cool.
That's pretty cool. The other question I usually have is for this album, was there like a theme to link the songs, like a theme from the album, or not really? Anyway, just curious.
Yes and no. There's some songs where we had the idea, like the title track Claws Out, Blade had this fascination with writing a song about a werewolf. So he wrote the track and he said, I did what I could to write about a werewolf and just kind of aggressive tendencies and stuff. And that kind of transpired into the rest of the songs in the album. It's a lot of aggression and kind of punk feel to it. And there's not really a narrative theme that goes with the album necessarily, but it's definitely like creatively, we wanted to have something that's a little bit more hard hitting, a little more on the edge. And that's kind of what we were going for this album. And I think a lot of the songs prove that themselves.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, you can let me know. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing when the kind of the first, you know, theme or composition, whatever, like influences the rest. But anyway, I think it's good. I don't know. It's I think it's good. You know, the opposite way.
I think so too. Yeah, for sure.
I've listened to records where the theme is there or a kind of similar, you know, vibe is there, and it's cool. Mm. And others where it's, you know, you can go in a roller coaster and
For sure. Yeah, no, it's definitely tried to make something a little bit more cohesive, and we're pretty stoked with how it turned out. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. So have you been able to, I guess, I'm assuming you have been on tour before, but plans for promoting the new album? Do you have anything set yet?
We have stuff in the talks right now, for sure. We're wanting to do kind of a two-leg tour, one side out east, one side out west, with different tour support for each side. But that's the plan right now, is just kind of figure out the way we're going to start this tour with the eastern leg and then come out west to you guys there.
No, sounds awesome. Yeah, I guess, you have to start. Yeah. Well, it's still warm over there.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that, and then hopefully next year we're trying to get out of the country, so we're talking to some bands over the border and trying to get something figured out for the U.S., but nothing planned for sure yet.
Oh, that's cool. Have you been able to do it before, like go out to Canada?
No, not with these guys. We're hoping for 2025 for international tour.
That's pretty cool. Well, I hope you can do it. So when you go east and west, like, are you still, you know, using the ultra famous band's van, or what media transportation do you use?
That's the plan. Yeah, we're gonna put together our junk mobile, or we have a song on the album called Rock Machine, and it's written about tour vehicles, and that's kind of what we're looking to do, is just all pile our asses into a van and rock out across the country.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure there's memorable, you know, anecdotes that can and cannot be told on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, about, don't worry about it.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, it's, but you know, it's like, I mean, I know it's, you know, it's not the most comfortable and stuff, but I mean, I'm sure that, you know, you guys, you know, have a chemistry already to be in a band together for, you know, X number of years. So, I'm sure that you have a blast when you are just, you know, driving around and, well, there's nothing to do for many kilometers. So,
yeah, no, you try and make the best of it as much as you can, but having four guys squeeze into a car like that, it's fun at times, but boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm excited to see how this year goes. I love these guys, so, you know, I'm sure it'll be fine.
No, that's good. Yeah, it's always fun to, you know, to do road trips, and then of course, you know, now you have the advantage of, you know, headphones and that, or radio, or whatever, and then
yeah.
You can have your safe space for a little bit so that everything is fine.
Yeah.
When you get to your destination.
A little retreat on the road of sorts.
Exactly. Inwards, you know, inwards knowledge.
Yeah.
So are you promoting any songs in particular right now? Like, do you have any, have you determined or selected one or two or three for as singles?
Yeah, so we've got we're releasing some new content for Lights Out and for Hard as Life coming up soon. So Hard as Life should have its we're having a audio visualizer video kind of thing done for it. So that'll be out sometime soon. And Lights Out, we're shooting another music video for. So keep eyes open for that.
That's pretty good. Well, I guess that brings me also to the next question. Where can they find either music, videos, news, etc. about Links?
Yeah, so you can check out our website. It's www.linksrocks.com. You can also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and then our music's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever you get your tunes from. But we're not hard to find.
So are you as Links or Links Rocks on the social media, or?
Just Links on all the social media.
Okay.
Okay,
that's cool. And I guess, can you tell us a little bit about the two singles? Like, you mentioned the, you know, earlier you mentioned the Werewolf song, but can you mention?
Yeah, so Claws Out was, it's the title track for our album. It's kind of embodies a lot of aggression, and it's a great way to kind of start things off when listening to it. And then the other single we've released already, that's Hell in High Heels with the music video. And yeah, that's kind of a breath of fresh air into hair metal and hard rock scene. So we're super excited about these tracks, and I hope that you guys are excited for the next singles we start promoting as well. But you can check out the full album on everything online, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much again for being with us tonight. We mentioned the social media. I don't know if there's anything else I forgot or that you want to mentioned before we
I think we're all set. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, website.
Perfect.
And order our vinyls.
Yes, of course, merch. Yeah, that's always good. Always, whether it's in the concerts or not in the courses. Yeah, that's the best way you can help bands to, you know,
sure,
keep the rock machine going. So yes, merch is important. Thanks again, and whenever you have dates or plans for the tour, let us know and we'll help you spread the word.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you very much again.
Thanks for having me.
Great. That was Jaguar from Links. Thanks again for being in the show tonight, and let's continue with your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.
Internal pandemonium. The devil's will enjoins. Broken shards of sanity spiral into the void.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca or through the new app for smartphones for Android or iOS. You can get it on Google Play or the iTunes Store. And of course, you're listening to The Metal Meltdown, and I am El Doctor Misterio. And also remember that you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Justin Lesbian Beth Death, they are from the United Kingdom, and we listen to the song Rhythm of the Kill, which is part of their 2023 album, Midnight Lust. Before that, we listened to Narwhal. They are from Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories here in Canada. And we listened to the song Tides, which is part of the brand new EP Altered States. And we started the set with Lynx from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, our guests tonight. And we listened to the song Lights Out, which is part of their brand new album Claws Out. And yeah, I want to say thanks again to Jaguar for being with us tonight. And yes, we're getting close to the end of the show, so let's keep putting and giving you your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.
Get the engine revving, now we're fucking off. Crank the music up, take another shot. Get the engine revving, now.